Shalom to all. In today's Afyom Mishnah, we're going to learn Maseches Menachos, Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey, all the way through Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin. And on to Mishnah Hey. Now, the following is an important din with all karbanos. Anytime a karban is a chayva, a person has to bring it, so the money used to purchase that animal has to be regular chulin money. However, a person didn't have to bring the karban. Let's say it was a nedava. He decided, you know what, I'm going to donate a karban to the Beis HaMikdash. So then he doesn't have to use chulin. He's also allowed to use Miser Sheni money. We know there's certain years of the Shemitah cycle. A person has to separate Miser Sheni from the produce and bring it up to Yerushalayim if he's not able to, or if it's going to rot or go bad before then, so he could transfer his Kedusha onto money. That money is called Maaser Sheni money. Then he brings the money up to Yerushalayim and buys different foods with it. So he's only allowed to buy karbanos with Maaser Sheni money if he's donating them, not if he's chayv to bring them. And so now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, ha'omer, if a person says, harei alai toida, I take upon myself to bring a karban toida. Now this is a neder. This is something he's chayv to do because he made a neder. Yavihi vilachal min achulin, it and its breads have to be brought from chulin money. He can't use Maaser Sheni money. Now, let's say his nether was as follows: Toida min achulin v'lach min ha-maiser, that I take upon myself to bring a carbon toida from chulin and its breads from maiser. Yavi lach min ha-chulin, he still has to bring its breads from chulin money, and that's because the breads are really an attachment. They're really secondary to the carbon. And since the carbon itself has to be from chulin, the breads also do, even though he expressed in his nether that he's going to bring it from maiser sheni. Now, let's say he said, Toida min ha-maiser v'lach min ha-chulin, my carbon toida is going to be from maiser sheni money, and its breads are going to be from chulin. Yavi, he's allowed to do so, and furthermore, if he said the carbon toida and its lacham are going to be from Maaser Sheni money, Yavi, he's allowed to bring that as well. And that's because in both of these cases, since he clearly expressed in his nether that the carbon toida is going to come from Maaser Sheni money, then we allow him to fulfill his nether by bringing it from Maaser Sheni money. If he didn't say anything, then he has to bring from chulin. But since his nether was, I'm going to bring it from Maaser Sheni money, he's allowed to do so. Now, in this case where the lachamim are allowed to come from Maaser Sheni money, we clarify, v'lo Yavi mechite Maaser Sheni. He's not going to use actual Maaser Sheni wheat. Elam, ois Maaser Sheni, he has to use money that has Kedusha of Maaser Sheni to buy the Lachamim or the ingredients for the Lachamim, but not the actual wheat. That can't be Maaser Sheni. As much as a continuation of the previous one, which had said that when a person brings a carbon toida, Ilechatchila has to come from Chulin money, regular plain money, and it can't come from Maaser Sheni money. The question is, how do we know this? So the Mishnah tells us, Minayin lo'imar re'alai toida, shalo yavi el min ha'chulin. How do we know that someone promises that he's going to bring a carbon toida, that he has to come from Chulin money and it can't come from Maaser Sheni money? That's because Shenemar, the Pasuk tells us, V'zevachta Pesach Hashem lekecha tzaynu bakar, and you shechta pesach for Hashem your God, tzoin and bakar. Now the question is, v'aloyim pesach ba el min ha-kvasim min ha-izim. We know the carbon pesach has to come from either kvasim or izim, sheep or goats. That's what the word tzoin means. Tzoin means sheep or goats. And therefore, im kein lo menem ar tzoin u-bakar. How could the pasuk say tzoin and bakar? V'zevachta pesach l'Hashem l'kachar, you're going to shechta carbon pesach for Hashem your God, tzoin and bakar. It could only be tzoin. It can't be bakar. El must be l'hakish kol ha-ba min ha-bakar min ha-tzoin l'pesach. And the pasuk is making a comparison between anything that comes from bakar and from tzoin to the Karm Pesach, meaning any carbon which could be either Bakar or Tzayin is just like the Karm Pesach, namely Maha Pesach Shu Baba Chayva Einoi Ba El Min Achulin. Just like the Karm Pesach, it's a Chayv, you have to bring it. The way you pay for it has to be from Chulin money. You can't use Maaser Sheni money for that. I've called over Shu Baba Chayva, so to any carbon that's either Tzayin or Bakar, which is basically every single carbon out there, that's a Chayv that you have to bring it. Lo Yavai El Min Achulin has to come from Chulin money. Lefikach, therefore, Ha'aymer Harei Elai Toid, if a person says, I take upon myself to bring carbon Toida, or Harei Shlamim, I think about myself bringing carbon shlamim, hayol vehim b'im chayva, since they're now coming as a chayv, the person has to bring it, because he promised he'd bring it, lo yavayu el man ha-chulin, it could only come from chulin, and ma'an nesachim, b'chol makam, lo yavayu el man ha-chulin, nesachim, anyway, that come along with this carbon, have to come from chulin. And moving on to Parachas Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah tells us as follows, kar karbonos et tzibur v'yachid, all karbonos, over here we're referring to a carbon mincha, that's brought for the tzibur, or that's just brought by an individual, b'in min ha-aretz, mechutz la-aretz, the ingredients, specifically the grain, can come from Eretz Yisrael or from Chutz La'aretz. Min ha-chadash min ha-yashan, it come from chadash, which is the brand new crop, or from the older crop. Chutz min ha-oimer u-shteh ha-lechem, except for the carbon oimer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, and the shteh ha-lechem, which is brought on Shavuos. She'einon bayin el min ha-chadash, they have to come from chadash, from the brand new crop. Min ha-aretz, and they have to come from Eretz Yisrael. V'kulon, also all these, einon bayin el min ha-mufcher, they have to be brought from the choicest grain, no using second rate. Ve'ezu mufcher, what is the choicest grain? So this is michmas umzainicha. These are two different places where the grain would come from. Alpha Lasilas, they had the top-notch silas, the top-notch flour coming from there. Shneelahem, secondary to them, is a place called Chafurayim Babika. And the Mishnah just clarifies, Kol Haratzes Hayukshiros, all places were kosher to bring this grain from. Elamikano Hemivin, it's just that they were bringing from these places that we just mentioned, because that had the top quality. And this Mishnah continues the previous one about what type of flour has to be used for Menachos. Ein Mivin, Lemi Beses Volim, no bringing flour from grain that was from Beses Volim, a field that needed to be fertilized. Vloim Beses Shlachim, and not from a field that needed to be watered. Vloyim beis ha'ilon, not from grain that grew among trees. All this grain is second rate. It's not top quality. It's not first rate, and therefore it should not be used for the mincha. However, v'mehevi, if the flour did come from such grain, kosher, it's still kosher. Now, ketzer, I say, how is he supposed to do it? That he gets a top quality flour from menachas. So first of all, nara shana rishayna. First year, he plows the field. Ubashnia zerukan l'pesach shevim yayim. And then in the second year, he plants the grain 70 days before Pesach, the isos salis meruba, and that grain is going to produce a lot of flour. Now, how do we know if it's good quality flour? Ketzer ubaydek, how does he check? How does he make sure that everything was sifted properly and this is top quality? So a gizbar machnas is yad l'saycha. The gizbar, the treasurer of Beis HaMikdash, puts his hand inside the flour. Ala ba'avak, if some dust comes out on his hand, like flour dust, if that comes up on his hand, psula, it's pasul, achini fena, until it's sifted out from that dust. Vimislia, if it became wormy, psula, it's pasul. Now let's just understand this dust over here. As a person sifts flour, the thicker, coarser pieces get stuck on top, and the finer flour comes through the sifter. Now there's a certain part of flour, as we just learned, which is called flour dust, that's not considered good quality. It's not what we would say is called fine flour. Fine flour still has to have a little bit of grain to it. It has to be a little tiny bit gritty. It can't be dust. If it's dust, that's already no good. That means that it was too finely sifted and that was kept in the flour. So that's what the gizbar has to check to make sure that there isn't any of this flour dust inside. And if there is, it has to be re-sifted, which means they use a very fine sieve that only allows this flour dust through it. That flour dust is left to the side, and whatever's on top of the sieve, that gets kept. That's called soiles. That's very fine flour. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, now discussing the oil that's used for menachas, tekaya alfa l'shemen. The place in Eretz Yisrael called tekaya, that is the best olive oil. And Abba Shalom, where he says, shniola regev bevar yardain, the secondary place to get great oil from, which is regev, which is on the other side of the Jordan River. Now, kol ratzos hayu ksheres, el mikanu mivian, they can really bring oil from menachas from everywhere. It's just that this is where they would bring them from, because again, this had top quality oil. Now, ein mivian, lemme beses volm, lemme beses shvachim, lemme mashin nizr benehen, no bringing oil from menachas from a field that need to be fertilized, or from a field that need to be watered, or from trees that had other plants growing in between them. That's because these don't produce top quality oil. However, him heavy kosher, if he did bring from those, it's kosher. That's just like the flour. Now, ein mivin on pekinoin, no bringing oil from menachas from olives that didn't reach a full third of their growth. Vim heavy, and if he did do so, pasul, that's pasul oil. That's considered very low quality oil, and it simply is not able to be used for menachas. Also, ein mivin min agargrim shenishru mayim, no bring oil from olives that were soaked in water. Veloy min akvushim, and not from pickled olives. Veloy min ashlukim, not from cooked olives. And in all these cases, also vim heavy pasul. If he did bring oil from these for his mincha, it's pasul because it's simply very low quality oil. When we're discussing the olive oil from menachas, the Mishnah tells us shlosha zaysim, there were three harvests of olives at three points in time. They would harvest the olives that were ready, and ubahen shlosha shlosha shmanim, in each olive there was three different categories or levels or grades of oil. So azayas rishon, the first harvest of olives, megargar b'rosh azayas, that was taken from the olives that were at the top of the olive tree. The reason why those were ready first is because they get the direct sunlight, so they ripen first. V'koseish v'nois l'soich hasal, and right away he takes these olives, crushes them just a little bit. He uses a mortar and a pestle of sorts. It's very light crushing in order to get the olive oil flowing, and he places them inside the basket. This is like a wicker basket that, as the oil flows through the different slats into the kli that's underneath it, or large other things that might be separated, get caught by the slats in the basket, and so the oil flowing through is going to be pure. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, svivais hasal, it's placed around the basket, meaning at the top edge of it, and that way the oil flows down the sides of the basket and becomes even more purified. Now, zeh rishon, this is the first type of oil. It's the first harvest and the first oil that's coming from the first harvest. Now, here's the second oil, still discussing the first harvest. Tan b'kayra, where's Rabbi Yehuda Amar ba'avanim, zeh sheni. The second one is when these olives are now taken out of the basket and a heavy beam, that's olive oil press, is placed on them to squeeze out more oil. Rabbi Yehuda says that stones are placed on them because the beam is too heavy and that crushes them and it's going to cause too much sediment and too many pieces to break off. But either which way, that's the second pulling of olive oil from these first grapes. And chazer v'tochan v'tohan, when they were then ground again, they were crushed again and then placed under the beam again, zeshlishi, that's the third type of olive oil. Now, harishon l'menayra, the first drawing of oil, the first one of these olives, that was for the menayra because it says shemen zayazach, it has to be the purest, and so that's fit for the menayra, whereas vashar l'menachas, the rest of the types of oil could be used for menachas. Now, hazayas hasheni, what about the second harvest of olives? Megagra b'rosh hagag, those are the ones taken from the branches that are near the rooftops. These olives ripen next, and we have the same process over again. V'koseish v'nos l'soich hasal, they were lightly crushed and placed inside the basket. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, svivas hasal, they're placed around the basket so the oil could get even finer filtered as it went through the slats of the basket. Zerishayin, that's the first drawing of oil. Tan Rabbanan Bakaira, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bavanim, Zasheni, the olives weren't taken out of the basket and placed underneath a heavy beam, Rabbi Yehuda says underneath stones, and that's the second drawing of oil, and Chaz V'tachan V'tan, then they would take those olives, crush them, and then put them under the beam or stones again, Zashlishi, that's the third drawing of oil. And here also, Harishon L'Menaira, the first of these drawings of oil from the second harvest is for the Menaira, whereas Vashalom Menachos, the rest is for the Menachos. And Hazayas Hashlishi, the third olives, what's the third harvest? Oitnei B'soy Chabayas Ad Shiyilke. They were stored in like big vats or holes in the ground inside the home until they got fully ripened. When they were taken off the trees, they weren't really fully ripened and ready to be crushed and pressed into olive oil, so they were all stored together in a big vat. And then, Umaleu Menagve B'Rosh Hagag, he would take them up and dry them off from whatever they had on them on top of the roof, and V'Koseh Shvenosu Sechasal, then he would crush them lightly and put them in the basket. Where Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, Svivas Hasal, around the edge of the basket is Harishon, that's the first drawing of oil, Tan B'Kayer, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bavanim, Zasheni, the second drawing of oil was either by them being crushed by a beam or crunched by Yehuda by stones, and Chaz V'Tachan V'Tan, then they were crushed again and placed under the beam again, Zashlishi, that's the third drawing of oil, and here also, Harishon L'Menayra, Vashar L'Menachais, the first drawing of oil is for the Menayra, and the rest is for Menachais. Now moving on to Mishneh, which is just a continuation, Harishon Sheberishon, the first drawing of oil of the first harvest of olives, Ein L'Malam Yemenu, there's nothing finer than it. That's the most wonderful and the greatest grade of oil you can get. Now, Hasheni Sheberishon, V'Harishon Shebesheni, the second drawing of oil of the first harvest, and the first of the second harvest, Shavin, those have the same level. Hashlishi Sheberishon, the third of the first harvest, V'Hasheni Shebesheni, and the second of the second harvest, V'Harishon Shebeshlishi, and the first drawing of oil of the third harvest, Shavin, those are also all equal in grade. Hashlishi Shebesheni, V'Hasheni Shebeshlishi, the third of the second harvest, and the second of the third harvest, those are also Shavin, they're also equal. And Hashlishi Shebeshlishi, the third drawing of oil of the third harvest, Ein L'Matri Menu, there isn't any lower grade oil than that. Now, as we had said in the previous Mishnah, the first drawing of oil was considered Zach, was considered pure, so it's used for the Menaira, and all the other types could be used for the Menachos. Says the Mishnah, Afa Menachos Hayu B'din She'etinu Shemen Zayah Zach. Really, by the Menachos, there's a Kavah Chaymer that really they should need Shemen Zayah Zach just like the Menaira, because Ma'im HaMenaira She'ein Al-Achila, just like by the Menaira. It's not for eating, it's just for burning. To Una Shemen Zayah Zach, it requires Shemen Zayah Zach. HaMenachos She'ein Al-Achila, a Mincha, which is for eating, Ein B'din She'etinu Shemen Zayah Zach. Shouldn't we say for sure that it needs Shemen Zayah Zach? And therefore, Tam Leimer, we have a lima that says, Zach Kasas Lamar. That's what the Pasuk says. A more fuller version is, Shemen Zayah Zach Kasas Lamar. What do we learn from here? Since the Pasuk says, Lamar for the light, that tells us it's only for the Menaira, V'loy Zach Kasas Lamanachais, it doesn't need to be Zach Kasas for Menachais, because it says Zach Kasas for the Ma'ar and not for Menachais. Now, since the beginning of the parak, we've been discussing the Nesachim, which is basically Menachais and wine libations, and we already learned a bunch of Mishnayos about the flour and the oil, what's good flour, what's not good flour, what's good oil, what's not good oil, and now we move on to the wine. So the Mishnah says, Uminayin Hoyim Venus Ayayin, from where would they bring the wine for the Nesachim? Krusayim Vahatulayim Alpha Layayin. These two places, the wine that came from there was Alpha, that was the best wine. Shnilahem, secondary to them, was based Rimu, based Lavan, Bahar, this was in the mountainous regions, and Ukfar Signa, Babika, that was in the valley, that was out in the fields. Those are the top two qualities of wines. Now, Kolaratzis Hayik Sheirais, all lands are kosher to supply wine for Nesachim. El Mikanohim Mivin, it's just that these are the places that they would get it from because this was the best wine. In Mivin, wine for Nesachim is not allowed to come from the following fields. Loimi Beis Valim, not from a field that had to be fertilized. Loimi Beis Ashlachin, not from a field that had to be irrigated, that had to be watered. Loimi Mashin Ismanan, and not from vines that had other things planted in between the vines. None of the wine produced from these grapes is top quality. However, in Havi, if the wine was from here, so it was used for Nesachim, kosher, it's still kosher b'diavad. Furthermore, in Mivin, El Yoistein, no bringing wine from grapes that were El Yoistein. In Greek, this means sun. In other words, they took the grapes, put them in the sun to get extra sweet, and no using wine like that for Nesachim because it's too sweet. Vim Havi, however, if it was brought for Nesachim, kosher, it's kosher. Now we have another thing which is Machlaikis, in Mivin Yashan, Divei Rebbe. Rebbe says no bringing old wine, which is wine that's more than 12 months old. According to him, it lost a little bit of its redness, and the Pasuk says, Al Teir Yain Ki Is Adam, so we see the wine has to be red, and this is not the reddest wine, so it can't be used for Nesachim. Or Zacham Machshirin, the Cham says kosher, 100% no problem. Another din, Ein Mivin, no bringing wine for Nesachim, Loi Masoik, not if it's sweet wine, meaning naturally sweet grapes, that's considered inferior. Vlema Ushan, not if it's smoked. Vlema Voshal, not if it's cooked wine. Vim Havi, and if this was brought for Nesachim, Pasul, it's totally Pasul. Also, Ein Mivin Mahadalios, no bringing wine from grapes that were on vines that were hanging down. Elemin Horeglios, only from Roiglios, which is like the word regel, feet. In other words, the vine has to be on the ground. That produces the most choice grapes. And also, Minakram Mavudim, it has to be from worked vineyards. And this means that these vineyards were worked twice a year. There was some sort of digging that was done around around the base of the vine, and holes were made so it could catch rainwater. It's only from these types of vines and these grapes that are allowed to be brought for Nesachim. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin, continue to discuss this. They wouldn't gather the wine for Nesachim in large barrels. Large barrels ruin the taste of the wine. It's not as fine when it's stored in these big barrels. El b'chavias ketanos, only in small barrels or small pitchers. Also, ve'inu malis chavias ad pien, no filling the barrels all the way up to the top, because we want the smell, the scent, to waft out. And if it was filled all the way to the top, then whatever scent was coming out just got blown away by the wind and it didn't waft out. So the wine had to be filled a little bit below the top so there could be a great scent and smell and aroma coming from it. Now, also, wine for Nesachim is not to be brought, not from the mouth of the barrel, meaning not from the top part, because of the kamachim, this is like the word kamach, and it's referring to these little white pieces that would float to the top of the wine, so that's not the choicest part of the wine. Not from the bottom part of the barrel, because the sediment sinks there. Rather, it was brought from shlisha, which is the middle part of the barrel, and from the middle part of that, and that's the finest wine of this already fine wine. And the way that they would do this is by placing a spout in the middle of the barrel. Now, how would he check to make sure that nothing that we don't want was going into the wine that was actually being used for the Nesachim? So a gizbar yoshev akana biyadai, the gizbar, the treasurer who's in charge, he would sit and he had this rod in his hand. Akana specifically refers to a measuring rod that the gizbarim used to carry around, and he would watch the flow of wine from the barrel into the pitcher that was going to be used for the Nesachim. And zarkas hagid, if the flow of wine had a gid, which means if it started developing a line of sediment that was flowing in with it, vehikish bakana, so the gizbar would strike with the kaneh, and that would notify them to stop the flow so that no more wine came out. He says, and we don't paskal like him, if wine had these little flower pieces floating on the top, puzzle, it's not allowed to be used for menachas at all. Because the pasuk says, so we see that the mincha has to be tamim, it has to be pure and unblemished, there can't be anything wrong with the flour or oil, and also says, that the nesachim have to be pure, and he holds that this wine that has kamachim is problematic, so no using it for menachos, but as we said, we don't paskin like him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.